Kondo, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today is Monday, wash day in most American homes, and we sincerely hope that every Monday is White King wash day for you. Yes, every Monday morning, before you begin your weekly wash, be sure, be very sure, you have a box of White King soap on hand. White King is first and foremost a washing machine soap. When you use White King in your washing machine, you are sure of getting plenty of rich, thick, energetic suds. Those suds wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. White King suds stand up even when you cool the water down to safely wash dainty undies, fleecy blankets, and bright colored cottons. And White King suds rinse away freely and completely in your rinse water, leaving your clothes free of both suds and soil, clean as clean can be. So remember, please, no washing machine works better than the soap you use. Nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. The home of Princess Naji in Cairo, where Frank Chandler and the Regents are staying, Musafir, a desert Arab, poses as a wandering storyteller in order to convey a grim warning of death to Chandler at the hands of Jeff Burke, their guest. But Chandler already knows that Burke is an agent of the dreaded Daku Kafai, a sinister organization which has spread to the Near East from India. Chandler engages Musafir as a guide on an expedition into the desert, hoping to overtake Robert Regent before he reaches the legendary oasis known as the Village of the Lost. Chandler is risking his life to make the trip, not knowing that Regent has, in reality, been tricked by Roxor into leaving for Singapore. It is now an hour later. Chandler, in Arab clothing, is almost ready to start for the desert. Chandu, the magician.
Frank.
Well, come in, Dot. Is Bob almost ready?
Yes, just about. Must you take him with you?
Well, I won't take him all the way to the village, you know that. You hand me the tarboosh, will you, Dot?
Here.
Oh, thanks.
You just like to dress up in those Arab clothes.
Well, they're a lot better for the desert than ours.
Frank, I still don't see why you're taking Bob.
Well, I suppose I'll have to tell you. If Robert gets there, and if the stories they tell about that village are true, he and I may have to stay, for a while at least.
You mean you're just taking Bob so he can come back and tell me?
And that's it. No one who goes there has ever come back, so I don't know what we'll be up against.
Why, that's dreadful.
Well, it may not come to that. We'll probably catch up with him before he gets there.
Whole thing's like a nightmare. Robert rushing off to a place like that, and now you...
The worst of it is, it's all for nothing.
Oh, if Robert had only let us know he was going there.
That's not what I mean, Dot. Burke says he knows Duval burned those notes of Robert's.
But then, all Robert's work these last months has been wasted.
It looks that way.
Oh, you'll be sick about it. Well, maybe now Roxor will let us alone.
I wish I thought so. Well, I'll call Bob and we'll go.
Wait, Frank. There's something else on your mind, isn't there?
All right. Yes, there is. Now are you satisfied?
Tell me. Good heavens, you're going out to that ghastly place and you say yourself we may never see you again. You act as if you were going somewhere to tea.
Well, I'll tell you that. But it's nothing more than a feeling. Ordinarily, I wouldn't make this trip at all.
What?
No, I wouldn't. It's almost as if I were forcing myself to go on, like walking through deep sand. There's some reason why I shouldn't go. And yet, as long as Robert's headed for that village, I can't take the risk of staying here.
You're worried about Jeff Burke?
No, I've done all I can about him now. I'll tell you, Bob and I will go out by the river gate so Burke won't see us. You tell him I was called away. Anything.
I will.
You'd better go downstairs, Dot. Betty tries, but if Burke starts asking questions...
Miss Betty, how'd you all meet Princess Nagi?
Uncle Frank's known her for years. I'm sorry she's not here. You'd love her.
Why, I didn't know she wasn't here.
She's gone to India.
That's funny.
Why? She's away from Cairo a lot.
Your uncle told me he didn't know where she was.
He did? Well, maybe he doesn't. Mother was the one who told me. Look, wouldn't you like to play some records? Nagi has a wonderful record player. We can dance.
Not right now, if you don't mind, Miss Betty.
I thought Southern men always liked to dance.
I would like to dance with you when I have nothing else on my mind.
Oh, you make excuses like Uncle Frank. And you should see Daddy. I tried to teach him one day at home, but he... Why, Jeff, what makes you look so funny?
I didn't know your daddy was living. I thought your mother was a widow.
Oh, no. We all thought Daddy was drowned. We thought so for years. But then Uncle Frank came home from India, and he found out that that old Roxor... Oh, my goodness.
Roxor what, Miss Betty?
Oh, nothing. I just... Well, I don't like him, that's all.
Do you really know Roxor?
Oh, I've only met him once. But you know how it is. Some people you just don't like. Jeff, didn't you think that storyteller was marvelous?
No, I didn't. Because I think he was talking about me.
Oh, don't be silly.
I think I'd better go while I still can.
What? What does that mean?
You told me yourself the gates were always locked at night.
Oh, you won't be locked in if that's what you mean. Don't go yet. It's early.
I'm sorry, but I'll have to. Where's your uncle? He was only going to be upstairs a few minutes.
Well, I'm sorry I've been boring you.
Oh, you haven't, Miss Betty. Far from it.
I know. I'll have Abu bring us some coffee and some of those little Egyptian cakes. They're wonderful.
No, thank you.
What?
Maybe you'll say goodnight to your mother for me. It's later than I thought.
Oh, dear.
Burke, I do not tolerate excuses. You were ordered to come here at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
I told you, Roxor. Mr. Chandler said you were out of town.
Chandler told you. Chandler!
How could I be expected to know he wasn't one of us? He had the password when I met him on the train.
I know he had it. The Daku Kafai.
Ah! Yes, and that's another thing. When I joined this outfit, I was told I'd be sent to India as soon as we'd cleaned up for you in the Balkans. I'm getting mighty tired of being just an errand boy.
Why, you impertinent young puppy! If the men of the Daku Kafai had not failed me in Montebania, the Middle East would be in my hands today.
You tell that to the big boys that run the outfit. They ordered us out of the Balkans overnight.
You will speak to me with more respect.
Look, I came here to tell you what I found out about Mr. Chandler. If you're not interested, okay.
Sit down, Burke. Sit down.
Well, all right. But I'm not going
to... Listen to me, you young idiot. It was Chandler who brought to nothing my invasion of the Balkans. For years he has stood in my way. You think you can tell me anything I do not know of him?
You didn't know he had the countersign, did you?
Yes, I knew it. He came here today and fooled Khalil with it. But as it happened, that was well. Khalil told him Robert Regent had gone to the village of the lost. Chandler will follow him. I know his mind.
Now, I reckon he will, Roxor. He was asking me if I knew where it was.
You see? But even so, I take no more chances with him. I proceed as I had planned.
This is over my head. I just want to know when I'm going to India.
When I am ready to send you there.
Oh, no. Either I take off right away or I pull out of this outfit.
Enough.
I'm telling
you. You will listen to me. I called you back to Cairo for a purpose. But since Chandler has brought his family here, I will make use of you for another.
What do you mean?
I mean this. My plan failed in the Balkans because of Chandler. When Duval arrives, I begin once more. He brings to me all the notes on Regent's new process. Then...
It looks like I have news for you, Roxor. Huh? Duval burned the notes when he was arrested in Bayonne.
Duval arrested? By whose orders?
I don't know.
Chandler again.
Could be, I suppose.
But that will be attended to. And I shall test Pierre Duval's memory. He's so proud of it. I chose him for no other reason.
Nobody on earth could remember all those pages of chemical formulas.
Duval is one who says he can. But now we speak of you. Does Chandler's family know you have discovered he lied to you about Najee, about the Daku Kafai?
The little girl does. Unless she's a lot dumber than I think she is. What?
You must call on them tomorrow. You must make whatever apologies are necessary for what you said to the girl. And then...
Now, look here, Roxor.
You will do exactly as I say.
I didn't join the outfit to do this kind of dirty work.
So. The prisons of Egypt are not pleasant places for even a short stay.
What are you talking about?
The French police will be glad to send for you when it is known you killed 3 people in Paris.
Me?
Count Stepan, Mademoiselle Lebrun, the boy Reynaud.
Why, Dimitri killed him.
There will be evidence that it was you, Berg.
Why,
The guillotine is waiting for you.
The things Dimitri told me about you must all be true.
And there are many other things Dimitri does not know. Well?
It looks like you got me.
I was sure you would understand when you had thought for a moment. So,
what do you want me to do?
At first, only to become a friend of Mrs. Regent and the girl. Convince them that you are no longer a member of the Daku Kafai. When you have done so much...
Roxor, I can never fool Mr. Chandler.
Chandler will soon be in the Village of the Lost. One by one, the family Regent will be separated, one from the other. Metros failed, Dmitri failed, but I will accomplish it.
I'll see you later, Roxor.
But do not forget, my spies are everywhere. If you attempt to betray me to Chandler's family, I will know it at once. And at that moment, a message will be sent to Paris.
Oh, man, why did I ever get into this thing? All right, I'll do as you say.
You are wise.
Roxor, you're a devil.
Thank you, Burke.
Our drama has come to a close until tomorrow night. But there's drama and maybe magic in millions of homes where White King soap is used. Once upon a time, people thought they should buy 2 or 3 kinds of soap. One for washing machine and dishpan, maybe 1 or 2 for dainty things like lingerie and stockings. But more and more people discovered White King, the one and only one soap you ever need, no matter who you are, where you live, or what you have to wash. Your husband may be an engineer, or he may work in a bank. You may have sheets and pillowcases no end to wash, or you may live in a hotel with no laundering problem other than your nylons. Listen to these wonderful words. White King gets out the stubbornest dirt. White King protects, as with a caress, the daintiest fabrics. Know what you'll say? Do you? You'll say this. I love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. Portions of tonight's program were transcribed. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.